With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program where we explore the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. As we celebrate Mother's Day this week, it gives us the opportunity to focus on love, both human and divine. On today's program, we'll listen to sacred choral and organ music about Mary, Mother of Jesus, as well as music of grace and peace. Beautiful works by Monteverdi, Victoria, Mishkinis, Goretzky, and others. We'll begin with organ music by a wonderful 19th century composer whose career, because she was a woman, wasn't particularly supported by her family. Fanny Mendelssohn composed her Prelude for Organ in F Major in 1829 as a processional for her wedding to painter Wilhelm Hensel. We'll hear it performed by Brenda Lynn Leach on the organ of St. Stephen's Pro-Cathedral in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Brenda Lynn Leach performed Prelude for Organ in F Major by Fanny Mendelssohn. Many appellations have been given to Mary, Mother of Jesus, in sacred literature: Mother of God, Queen of Heaven, Star of the Sea. Our next selection will be a setting of the hymn Ave Maris Stella, Hail, Star of the Sea, taken from the Vespers of 1610 by Claudio Monteverdi. We'll hear this beautiful devotional piece performed by Tragicommedia and Concerto Palatino, all directed by Stephen Stubbs.
Thank you.
Ave Maris Stella from the Vespers of 1610 by Claudio Monteverdi. Members of Tragicomedia were joined by Concerto Palatino and conducted by Stephen Stubbs. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The text of the hymn Fairest Lord Jesus is from the Münster Gesangbuch of 1677 and comes to us in translations from the 19th century. Paired with the tune St. Elizabeth, the simple imagery of the text conveys profound devotion. We'll hear it as arranged by T. Tertius Noble and sung by the University of Texas Chamber Singers. James Morrow conducts. James Morrow led the University of Texas Chamber Singers in the hymn Fairest Lord Jesus, as harmonized by T. Tertius Noble. The children's hymn Tell Me the Stories of Jesus was written for a Sunday school anniversary in Nottingham in 1885. In simple language, it traces stories of Jesus' life and ministry. Despite the somewhat sentimental nature of both text and tune, it's remained popular in many hymn books. The Wells Cathedral Choir sings, led by Malcolm Archer.
Oh,
Tell Me the Stories of Jesus was sung by the Wells Cathedral Choir. Malcolm Archer directed with Rupert Goff at the organ. Mary, Mother of Jesus, is portrayed as Queen of Heaven in our next two selections. First, a 16th century French plain chant on the hymn Regina Caeli Laetare, Queen of Heaven Rejoice. It's followed by a motet on the same hymn by Spanish Renaissance composer Tomás Luis de Victoria. Seraphic Fire performs, directed by Patrick Dupré Quigley. Patrick Dupre Quigley led Seraphic Fire in a chant and motet on the hymn Regina Caeli Laetare. The motet was by Tomas Luis de Victoria. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Lithuanian composer Vytautas Miškinas has composed a substantial body of sacred choral music in a culture that has a robust singing tradition. He's among the leading composers in his country, and we'll hear a setting of Ave Maria, his third, composed in 1990. To date, he's composed at least seven settings of this text, reflecting the devout nature of his and his countrymen's faith. Rupert Goff leads the choir of Royal Holloway. Ave Maria III by Vytautas Miškinas was performed by the Choir of Royal Holloway. Rupert Goff conducted. Charles Wesley's great hymn, Love Divine, O Love's Excelling, has been sung successfully to several different tunes in various denominational traditions. Among the most beautiful is the Welsh tune, Blaenwern, by William Rowlands, who was a Welsh schoolteacher. We'll hear it sung by the Choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directs. Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, set to Blenwern, was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. Music of William Cornish is next, as we hear his 16th century setting of Ave Maria Mater Dei, Hail Mary, Mother of God. It's in four parts and is sung here by the Westminster Abbey Choir. Martin Neary conducts. Martin Neary led the Westminster Abbey Choir in Ave Maria Mater Dei by William Cornish. The infectious rhythm and jig-like character of J.S. Bach's Fugue in G Major BWV 577 may be modeled on a similar, if somewhat less developed, fugue by Dietrich Buxtehude, composed a generation or so earlier. Diane Meredith Belcher performs on the Quimby organ at William Jewell College. Thank you. The fugue in G major BWV 577, nicknamed the Jig Fugue of J.S. Bach. Diane Meredith Belcher played the organ in Gano Chapel on the campus of William Jewell College in Liberty, Missouri. A contemporary setting of Ave Maria is next, as we hear the American Boy Choir sing a lovely piece by Argentinian composer Dante Andreo. Fernando Malvar Ruiz conducts. Fernando Malvar Ruiz led the wonderful American Boy Choir in that setting of Ave Maria by Dante Andreo. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Composer Patrick Hawes has emerged in recent years as a leading choral composer in the UK, writing for a diverse group of choral organizations and serving as composer in residence for the Classic FM radio station. His 2016 composition, Let Us Love, sets a text by Andrew Hawes based on words from the first chapter of John. Noel Edison leads the Alora Singers in this performance. Let Us Love by Patrick Hawes was sung by the Alora Singers under the direction of Noel Edison. Devotion to Mary is at the heart of the inspiration for our next selection, Totus Tuus by Polish composer Henryk Gorecki, who lived from 1933 to 2010. It was first performed at a mass celebrated by Pope John Paul II on his visit to Warsaw in 1987. Through repetition, this simple prayer to Mary becomes almost mantra-like in its effect. The choir of New College, Oxford sings under the direction of Edward Higginbottom.
Thank you.
Edward Higginbottom led the choir of New College, Oxford, in the mesmerizing Totus Tuus by Henryk Gorecki. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for Mother's Day and honoring Mary, Mother of Jesus, along with other selections of grace and peace. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.